I'm sitting here in the pavilion with Stephen Harris, who is vice president of the Java platform group at Oracle. You mentioned earlier that developers should start to think differently about accessing data in a database. What's the most important bit of advice that you could give a developer to think differently?
For me, I think that there's a school of thought that says that architect things correctly and then think about performance later. In my own experience, I think people need to think about pragmatically about the performance aspects of what they're building and so on. And for example, if you have a lot of object data that you're manipulating and using, that data, is it limited to the memory of a single JVM? In fact, one of the ways that this changes the equation is that that data set that you're going against can be larger than the single memory available within a single JVM, right? It's actually a shared service that is distributed across a set of nodes and can be very, very large, just like a database can be very, very large. There actually are a lot of systems out there that were architected a long time ago to go from a user interaction through a web service, whether it's user interaction or a web service, to execute some business logic and turn some bits in the database. And what you're seeing in terms of those systems is in a lot of areas like financial services, gaming, betting, things like that, you're seeing just this tremendous kind of scalability gap, really, this performance gap. And the way that you address that gap in a lot of cases are fundamental architectural changes, right? You instead of just buying faster hardware, you actually have to think about architecting your application in a different way. And what the data grid type of technology that we acquired through Tangasol, the Tangasol Coherence product, does is allows you to bring that data out of the database. Again, this is object data really, out of the database, and bring the data closer to the processing closer to the data. It's done in a way that it's architected in a way that provides us continuous availability and addresses the performance, the latency issues, the scalability issues, how you can just add more nodes into the grid and get more performance, not just better load balancing, but more performance, because in fact you can execute logic across more nodes with their system. So the performance, the scalability, and the availability, the continuity of this service at all times, it's shared amongst either application servers or applications that are accessing it. And I think it will change the equation for a lot of developers to think through how they're building applications and architecting things and deploying them in this fashion.